Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. CyEXAM Prep: A Structured Roadmap for the Securities Industry Essentials with Certification-Focused Strategies. And Practice is a Test Preparation Guide for Candidates Studying for the FINRA Securities Industry Essentials Exam. It belongs to the professional exam prep genre, rather than a general finance textbook, and its purpose is to translate the exam outline into a manageable study plan. Based on the available description, the book emphasizes clear explanations of core securities concepts, practical exam strategies, and practice-driven learning. It is designed for readers who need to understand how the securities industry is organized, how major products and market functions work, and how FINRA frames those topics on the test. The inclusion of supporting study tools such as practice questions, simulations, flashcards, and video lessons suggest that the book is built to help readers move from passive reading to active exam readiness. Its value lies in structure, accessibility, and alignment with the real exam. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a study guide built around the FINRA CA content outline. The book is organized as a certification guide first and foremost, which matters because the SE exam is highly defined by FINRA content areas. Rather than treating securities knowledge as a broad survey of finance, the book focuses on the four tested domains: capital markets, products and their risks, trading and customer accounts, and regulatory framework. This makes the material more efficient for candidates who need to study for a specific exam date, since every section can be measured against a known blueprint. That alignment also helps reduce wasted effort, because readers are less likely to spend time on topics that are interesting but not heavily tested. In practical terms, the book functions as a roadmap from the official exam structure to a study sequence a candidate can actually follow for SIE preparation. That kind of mapping is important, because success depends not only on knowing definitions, but on knowing where each idea fits within FINRA's testing priorities. Secondly, plain English explanation of securities products and market mechanics. A major strength of the book is its apparent focus on simplifying the language of the securities industry. The SIE exam covers products such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, options, and other investment instruments, along with the basic mechanics of how markets operate. Many beginner candidates struggle because standard finance language can be dense and terminology heavy, especially for readers without a business background. This guide appears designed to lower that barrier by explaining concepts in plain language and by connecting definitions to how the industry actually functions. That approach is useful because the SIE exam does not only ask what a product is, it often asks how it behaves, what risk it carries, and where it fits in the market system. By making product types and market structure easier to grasp, the book supports deeper retention and better reasoning under exam conditions. In other words, it is not just simplifying vocabulary, it is making the underlying logic of the securities business more accessible. Thirdly, step-by-step coverage of trading, order handling, settlement, and customer accounts. The book also appears to devote substantial attention to the operational side of securities business, especially trading and customer account procedures. This is a critical part of SIE preparation, because the exam frequently tests how transactions are entered, executed, settled, and recorded. Candidates need to understand concepts such as order types, settlement timing, account registration, confirmations, and the handling of customer instructions. These topics are often more procedural than conceptual, which means learners benefit from a step-by-step explanation rather than a broad summary. A structured guide is especially valuable here because the differences between related terms can be subtle and easy to confuse. By breaking down trading and account topics into manageable parts, the book helps readers build a working picture of what happens after an order is placed and how customer records fit into the process. That practical orientation matters for exam performance because many questions in this area are scenario-based and require readers to trace the sequence of events accurately. Fourthly, regulatory rules, ethics, and prohibited practices presented as testable decision points. Another central theme is the regulatory environment, including ethics and prohibited practices. This is important because the SIE exam is not only about products and procedures. It also tests whether candidates can recognize acceptable versus unacceptable conduct in the securities industry. The book's focus on regulation appears intended to help readers see compliance as a set of concrete rules rather than an abstract legal topic. That is a useful framing for exam prep, since many questions involve identifying violations, understanding disclosures, or recognizing when an activity crosses a line. Topics such as anti-fraud conduct, customer protection, communication standards, and general supervisory expectations are likely to be organized in a way that supports decision-making. This helps candidates move beyond memorization and into rule application, which is the real challenge on test day. For many first-time learners, regulatory content is the hardest part of the SIE, because it requires distinguishing similar actions based on small factual differences. A guide that turns those rules into clear test points is especially valuable. Lastly, practice tools that turn reading into exam readiness. The book stands out by pairing its written content with additional study tools, including practice questions, simulations, flashcards, and video-based support. This matters because SIE preparation is strongest when learning is active rather than passive. Reading explanations helps build understanding, but repeated exposure to exam-style questions is what develops timing, pattern recognition, and confidence. The presence of full-length simulations suggests that the book is meant to help candidates experience the pace and format of the actual exam. While flashcards support rapid review of terms and rules that need to be memorized, video lessons add another layer by helping readers manage study strategy, mindset, and time use. Together, these resources indicate that the book is not just a static reference, but a preparation system. For candidates balancing work, school, or a career change, that system-based design is important because it allows study to be organized into a repeatable process. The practical benefit is clear readers can learn, test themselves, identify weak areas, and refine their readiness before exam day. In conclusion, this book is best suited for anyone preparing for the FINRA Securities Industry Essentials exam, especially readers who want a structured and efficient study path rather than a broad finance textbook. It should be useful for first-time candidates, career changers, students, and working adults who need material that is accessible, but still aligned with the real exam. Its main benefit is that it appears to combine clear explanations with exam-focused practice tools, which makes it more practical than books that only summarize theory or only provide question banks. That combination is especially valuable for the SIE, because the test measures both conceptual understanding and the ability to recognize how FINRA frames issues in a multiple choice format. What differentiates this book from many similar prep guides is its roadmap-style approach. It does not simply present content, but aims to guide the reader through a full study process. The added support resources suggest a stronger emphasis on readiness, repetition, and retention than on passive reading alone. For candidates who want a focused, organized, and approachable way to prepare, that makes it a solid category-specific choice. If you would like to support NS Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.